I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dijanovic.
All right, we're expecting a live interview with the Department of Workforce Services any moment. They're calling the show because in less than 2 weeks, by my calculation, I think it's June 26th, the federal job benefits expires. And this will affect thousands of Utah families. Jason Perry, my special guest host, in today for Dave Noriega. Normally, you're up at the Hinckley Institute of Politics at the U of U, but today you're sitting here next to me.
Yeah, glad to be with you.
This is a big deal for a lot of families because the governor, several weeks ago, made the announcement that he was going to cut off that $300 a week benefit early. The feds will cut it off September 6th. President Biden has expressed no interest in extending it beyond September 6th. I was surprised when the governor cut that off because it's just money from the feds to Utah families. So why put that roadblock up? But he made the decision to do that.
Right. So Nate McDonald will talk about this a little bit, too. But I've talked to the governor and the governor's office about it as well. And you kind of look what's happening in the state of Utah, and we're 2.8 or less unemployment right now. And so this was the idea, is they want people to go to back to work. And there's a certain amount, and this $300 for some was the right amount of money where I would keep taking that benefit and not jump into the workforce. And our people need, our businesses need people to work for them. So that was what this big issue was, is at what point do we stop paying people to stay home and we start getting them into the workforce? So that was a big part of the argument from the governor's office.
$300 a week, $1,200 a month. I didn't think that the early cutoff was particularly riveting in terms of the amount of money that people would lose out on. Maybe it was a few thousand dollars, maybe a little bit more. So Nate McDonald, Workforce Services, good morning.
Good morning. Happy to be here with you.
So clarify for us, because I know last week when we had the lieutenant governor on the air, I thought it was 11,000 Utahns who were affected by this $300 a week. Perhaps it's even more than that. Can you give us the lowdown on how many people are affected?
Yeah, so right now we have roughly about 20, just over 24,000 people that are claiming unemployment insurance. And all of them right now are receiving one of the benefits from one of the federal programs, and that is the additional $300. So all 24,000 of those individuals are receiving that extra bump up in their unemployment benefits. And so that's going to impact all of them. Then we have two other programs, the pandemic unemployment assistance, which is for the self-employed. That program will be ending, so those individuals will lose any type of unemployment benefit. And then also those who've been on unemployment for an extended period of time. And so if you remember, state unemployment insurance has a maximum of up to 26 weeks. Through the pandemic, the federal government has extended that, so they're able to receive it for a longer period of time. And so there are individuals that have been receiving unemployment for over 50 weeks. Going on for over a year now. And that's because of this additional federal program. And so when you take away pandemic unemployment assistance and the extended benefits, that's going to pull off about 11,000 to 12,000 people off of unemployment. And so that's what we're talking about when we say 11,000 or so. They will lose that total benefit, any benefit, but then they'll still have on our rolls about 12 to 13,000 people who will just be receiving the state benefit.
So Nate, I got to tell you, I worked with the Department of Workforce Services for a really long time. The great work you're doing getting people back into the workforce. What do you expect will happen, the corresponding impact of these people coming off of these unemployment benefits and them getting back into the workforce to some extent, which is one of the primary goals, I know, not just of Workforce Services, but the governor?
Yeah, you know, and we're already starting to see that movement happen. You know, just since the announcement was made, we've seen a decline in about 10%. Of people filing for unemployment each week. And so, and that's with them leaving it on their own. So that usually would mean that they're leaving to find employment. We won't know for another few months before we actually know that. But that's really the hope, is to do that. And the other reasoning behind this move is really to get our economy back to pre-pandemic levels. If you look at where we're at prior to the pandemic, we were at below 3% unemployment. Our job growth was above 2%, and we're at the top of the nation in both of those areas. And right now, we're back there. We're back there at 2.8% unemployment. We got our job growth is at 2.3%. But one area that we're not the pre-pandemic levels is that prior to the pandemic, we had about 12,000 people claiming unemployment. And right now, we're at 24,000 people claiming unemployment. And what's the difference is this additional benefit. And really, that's when we have a labor shortage and we have jobs available, that's where we're looking at that, saying, what's the difference? What's keeping these people on unemployment still, this additional 12,000 people? And it really is these additional benefits. When we have jobs available, the hope is we're getting them to move toward jobs.
The governor seems to have drawn a line in the sand that by the end of June, so in about 12 days from now, this $300 extended benefit will end. Nate McDonald with the Department of Workforce Services on the line with us. Let me ask you, has the governor indicated at all that he will reconsider this move?
No. Right now, we've already notified the Department of Labor that this is where we're at, and we've given our 30 days notice. That's what was required. And so we're moving forward with it. And I think the big difference in the conversations we've had is just that where we're at with jobs. We have 8 of the 10 industries that we measure have positive job growth. And so because we have jobs available, I mean, just on jobs.utah.gov, we have over 50,000 job openings. There's another job service that pulls up more than 70,000. So we know that there are jobs available. The challenge is we know that there are people who may not be able to find a job in their respective field. So they've kind of held on to unemployment benefits while hoping that they'll be able to get a job back in their field. And that's where our message is you may have to start looking at something different now, even if it's temporary, but look at something different. If you've been on unemployment for 50 weeks, you got to start doing something different now and look at some different opportunities that are out there and are available.
So really quickly, because you mentioned this a moment ago, that you won't know the impact for a period of time. I'm just really curious about how you're going to monitor that, because we have lots of businesses that are really, really struggling to find employees. I mean, so much so that they're offering just huge amounts of money per hour just to get those employees. Just really quickly, how are you going to know if this is the right decision? How are you going to monitor that? How will our businesses know that things are freeing up for them because of it?
Well, you know, I'll be honest. Yeah, we will still have a labor shortage come July 1. And that's just because we have opportunities that are out there. And so it's not going to change much for the for employers. They're still going to need to be creative. But I think the big tell is the hope of seeing our labor force participation bump up, seeing more people that we're collecting being able to jump back into the labor force because they need to now to get money to put food on the table. You know, they're going to need to jump back in the labor force and get that work.
Nate McDonald with the Department of Workforce Services. There's no shortage of conversation left on this issue. We'll be sure to have you back in a few weeks. And as you guys continue to monitor how things are going with our workforce, getting people back to work. And was there a payoff for businesses after the cutoff of this $300 a month weekly benefit to those who are unemployed? Thanks so much, Nate, for jumping on the line with Jason and myself this morning. Straight ahead. Oh, we're walking into Jason Perry territory. Will the Supreme Court rule that college athletes should be allowed to get paid for their name, their image, or their likeness? What did you call it, Jason?
NIL, name, image, likeness.
NIL?
NILs.
NIL.
Yeah, that's what they say in the business these days.
Okay.
Get ready because this is going to be in the news for quite a while.
Okay, we're going to get into the NIL debate with Jason Perry straight ahead.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.